Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to Global Healing with Bethany Safieri and Amy Greeson, where their vision is to educate by bringing awareness to the variety of significant ways we can heal, not only ourselves, but our precious planet too. Now here are your hosts, Bethany and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to Global Healing, where we offer you, the listener, alternative choices to heal your body, mind, and spirit. I'm Bethany Staffieri.
And I'm Amy Greeson. Today we have a very fascinating guest on our show, Linda Milks. Linda is the founder of the Nature Speaks Project in San Francisco. The purpose of the Nature Speaks Project is to facilitate the connections between humans and trees. The project is accomplishing this in a couple of ways. First, by recording the experiences of people who have communicated with trees. And second, by amassing a collection of journals, articles, and publications of these communications. At first, when you hear the discussions today, it may seem a bit foreign to you. And perhaps that's because in our society, we've encouraged a disconnect between humans and nature. But if we take the time to connect with nature, with that stillness, with our spirit, who's to say what connections may occur and what awakenings each of us may have? Desda Zuckerman, who will also be joining us today, once said, "All of these trees have divine light at the core, just as human beings do. All of these trees are alive, awake, conscious entities. The plants, which I advocate and strive to utilize for medicinal purposes, are living entities with that same core of divine light. Otherwise, it would be impossible for them to restore human life." I trust for you, the listener, that at the end of this program with these two front runners, these bold pioneers, that you, like me, will awaken with a deeper love and compassion for all living entities, especially our trees. And Linda, I'd like to start the program off just by asking you a question. I was talking a few days ago with a good friend of mine, Reverend Susan Scott Downs, and Susan has this beautiful ability to communicate with animals. And she explained to me that animals respond to her and communicate with a visual image. It's like she actually sees a picture in her mind of what they're saying. Then, if we look at the earth itself and its communications, we can look like at the Native Americans. And the Native Americans believe that the earth responds in a heartbeat sound, thus the drumbeat that's such an integral part of their culture. So my question to you is, do people who communicate with trees get visual images, or are they auditory messages, or is there another form of communication?
Well, that was a lovely introduction. Thank you. Thank you very much. In my experience, most people communicate with trees in actually a similar way that they communicate with animals, and that's by telepathy. And much of telepathy comes through receiving pictures. But it's also about receiving different sensations in the body, different words come to you, different sounds come to you, different smells come to you. And telepathy can actually come to you in, you can receive it in all of your five senses and actually beyond. The experience that I had in the initial calling of the trees and how the Nature Speaks Project came about was through a telepathic communication. And this wasn't something that I was used to. I was driving in Marin County, which is just north of San Francisco, and all of a sudden I just recognized that somebody was trying to get my attention. And it became, which was kind of strange because I was the only one in the car, and I started to pay close attention to this, and I recognized that the trees were communicating. And this was just a knowing. I knew that the trees were communicating, and what they were saying was that they essentially wanted to get the attention of human beings. and they had important things to say to humans. They have an important function in life other than just the biological function that we are familiar with. And they needed more humans to become aware of their larger function in life. And so essentially, they were asking that I, or any other human, I guess, who was listening, to build a bridge of communication between trees and humans. And this came to me in, it was a bodily sense. It was also, I got the picture of the trees when this was happening. And also, it was just kind of like information was downloaded into my brain. It was as if a conversation were happening, except it was not auditory. And that was my experience. And that's how this all came about for me. Other people have a lot clearer and easier way of communicating with plants than I do. My communication ability is not as developed as many people, and so that's why at this point I chose to interview people who can do this, who have this ability. And I expect at some point that my ability will improve, but right now it's more limited, and it's not something that I would trust to put forth on a larger stage.
Wow.
Neat.
Well, that's a great story, Linda, and I really love that metaphor and that mind image that you put out there. I do have a question, the bridge of communication. How is that personally affecting the work that you're doing? You're bringing more awareness to yourself. You're bringing more awareness to the world through your website. Can you speak a little bit about how that's working with what you personally learned to do with this work?
Yes, gosh, you know, it's, first of all, it became a life mission for me. This mm-hmm. one communication, conscious communication that I had, struck such a deep chord in me that it became a life mission. And so this has changed my life. I mean, I put a lot of effort and energy and financial support for this. And in doing this, I talk to a lot of other people. It puts me in touch with a lot of other people whose relationship with nature and their interest and curiosity and their emotional draw to establish a communication, a relationship with nature, and to begin communicating with trees, so to speak, has also changed them. And it touches us on emotional levels. Before this show this morning, I went out and just had a few moments with to be outside with the wind and the trees and the dawn, and it was very helpful to just to connect. I felt their support. I think when I go out now, I feel the support of a whole group of beings whom I had previously not really given my attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings up, I think every heart is touched in profound ways, and their thoughts and emotions are nourished and elevated when they form relationships in this way. And just to know that you can form a relationship with nature, and you can actually communicate with trees, it enriches your life. I think forming relationships with anybody, or with anything, or with any animal, is enriches one's life in many ways.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like your communication skills are really improving from when you first began the project, just from the statements that you've been making. And I would say to our listeners, if Linda, who feels that, you know, she's needing more skill with communicating with trees, can get to this point, then I think our listeners can certainly achieve that as well, that just as you're saying, it's very beneficial to connect with nature, the healing properties that come not only from the trees but from the earth herself can do amazing healing for our energy, for our personal lives.
Oh, it's definitely has healing properties on all levels of our being. But I've also, and a lot of people that I've spoken to and interviewed, I mean, these have, when they learn that they can communicate with trees, and sometimes this comes in surprising ways, and sometimes this comes from actually just knowledge that they have carried as a child. And, I mean, people get counsel from trees. People get, people can get job counseling from trees. People can get messages from trees that if they take it to heart and if they interpret it in a way that is relevant to the question that they are asking and they act on it, I mean, people have actually moved to other places because of trees, because of the calling and energy of trees, because of the relationship that they had established with trees in a certain area. Mm-hmm. And people have gone to certain places because in a counseling session with certain trees that they were told that this would be the best place for them to find this teaching job here. And I experience and hear of these experiences time and time again. And I hope that it doesn't come across as sounding trite, because these are really profound events in people's lives.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are economic decisions. These are people actually move from one place to another, and it has profound meaning to people, and it has been very beneficial for them.
Well, how can others benefit from your project then if they, you know, hear this interview and they think it's a little bit on the edge for them, maybe it's a little too alternative, but how can they go to your website, which is naturespeaks.org,
mm-hmm.
And benefit from that?
Well, I think that there are probably many ways. I would suggest that everyone goes outside, even if it's in a city. But many people also just like to go for walks in a park, at least, or the woods, or to go hiking. And I would just say, engage your curiosity and be willing to stretch the envelope of your belief system. Just pretend if you have to. If you have any interest in doing this at all, and ask yourself questions about how things are related. How is this tree related to the wind? And just observe and give your attention to things that maybe you have only glanced at in the past. And really focus your attention on that. Focus your attention on a tree. One of the best ways and the first ways and the easiest way is to pay attention to your breath. Which is the foundation for any meditation technique. And mm-hmm. to know that just be outside and be with a tree, and you don't even have to let people know you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that take a deep breath and know that you're breathing in the oxygen that the tree has just given off. And then when you exhale, you are exhaling carbon dioxide that the tree is taking in. And so you are literally nourishing each other in this way. And that's a biological function, but it can also be extended out into the emotional and spiritual functions too. And I would just say, feel how your body responds. Relax with your breath. Note any pictures or memories that might come up.
Any
smells.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Hold that thought, Linda. We are Global Healing. We're going to return in just a minute with our guest, Linda Milks, www.naturespeaks.org.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We offer immersion education, echo travel, and time-honored healing wisdom. Through travel opportunities and through documentaries, we present easy-to-understand methods of educating others. We seek to bring awareness to the many underutilized and untapped methods of global healing that are available today. Great significance is placed on preserving and protecting this body knowledge before it is lost. And we wish to provide a way to share it with others through our association with Voice America Global Healing. Ideally, these resources will become significant wells of knowledge both in our present time and for future generations. Visit ConcentricRings.org or HealingSeekers.com for more information. That's ConcentricRings.org or HealingSeekers.com. And let the healing begin.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Listen up. Conceive Magazine is now on the air, live, and on demand on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Hosted by Kim Hahn, founder of Conceive Magazine. Conceive On Air offers comfort and emotional support to women contemplating starting or expanding their family by consulting noted professional experts and by sharing the insights and experiences of others. Kim wants to share her experiences to educate and empower women. Conceive On Air is the only complete resource destination that inspires and informs future moms about their fertility on the journey to parenthood. Conceive On Air with Kim Hahn, celebrating the creation of families.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Global Healing on Voice America Health and Wellness. If you would like to join today's conversation, Bethany and Amy are waiting for your call. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again, 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to Global Healing.
Well, welcome back to Global Healing. We're here with Linda Milks today of the Nature Speaks Project. And Linda, we were just speaking about the relationship with nature and how with trees we exhale carbon dioxide and we inhale their
oxygen.
Thank you. I was trying to think of what that was. I'm so thankful that they put out oxygen.
I'm thankful for that too.
And so I just wanted to give you the chance to finish up on that thought because I think it's very interesting, that relationship that we're having with trees and really with a lot of plants on the planet. People may not even realize that that relationship is happening every moment that they inhale. And without trees, we really would be a planet that is lifeless. So,
you know, this is very true. And I know in my experience, when I have in the past, I've heard about this and I've taken it in, and it's like, yes, it's almost like such common knowledge that we dismiss it in a way that is unimportant because it is common knowledge. It's like, you know, we breathe, and of course we breathe. But if we really stop to think about it and how we do that, it really takes us into something that's much more profound. And the basis of life is breath. One of the bases of life is breath. And that is one of the good ways, one of the best ways to first engage with nature and with trees, is to relax and to take a breath and to know that you're in a cycle of energy with the tree, that you are actually breathing in part of the tree. And when you breathe out, you're breathing out part of yourself, and you're giving part of yourself to the tree. And this is a real function. This is a real function that has levels of dynamics that, God, I know that I'm not even aware of. But I'm aware to the point where I know that there are tremendous forces out there that are operating on our lives on a day-to-day basis that I find are just stupendous. And it makes me curious. It makes me want to know more about it. and it makes me want to look deeper into a number of things that just all started with a breath.
Right, that exchange of energy with, you know, not only people, because people do that all the time. You certainly had an experience where somebody's up in your face and you're uncomfortable about them being that close to your energy field. Well, I think that energy field is prevalent with the trees as well, but they're much more offering in exchanging it because of our oxygen and the carbon dioxide dynamic.
Absolutely, that's a good analogy of, because people can really relate to that, of somebody who's in your face and you just feel too uncomfortable that they're too close.
Right.
It is the same thing with trees in the natural world. There is an energy field there, and it is a wise and intelligent energy field, and it has a lot to teach us, and we're the ones who need to, and they want to teach us.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to say that the trees really do want to have a relationship with human beings. They know the necessity of it. Trees are aware and intelligent beings, and they live a life with meaning in their own right. And if we can build bridges of communication with them, if we can take the time to do that, it will enrich our lives, and it will not only enrich our lives in many ways, just our physical being, our mental being, our emotional and spiritual being, it will also just enrich the sustainability of the planet.
Absolutely, yes. I know that I've viewed them as beings of great patience. You know, they don't get up and move around, but they stay in that same location and continually offer shade, homes for birds. You know, many products come from trees, but they continually hold their space in a very patient way, and learning from them, I think, is very key, as you say. And also, we are going to have an opportunity to hear from someone who communicates with trees, and that's going to give us a different level of learning.
And we're going to talk about death, I'm sure, here in a few minutes, but Linda, you know, we talked about the healing properties of trees, and of course, one of my things that, you know, I always think about with trees is the medicinal benefits that they have. I mean, we have the Pacific yew tree, where we've derived the drug tamoxifen, which has cancer-curing properties, and then just probably everybody in the United States has at least heard of ginkgo, which comes from the ginkgo biloba tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, do trees, the interviews that you've had, your own experiences, do people say that the trees tell them the uses that they have for the world? And especially, like, for instance, if I took you to the jungle with me and took, like, several people that you've interviewed who have these abilities, would they be able to communicate with the trees in a way that the trees would say, look, you know, look at me for this, or I'm useful for this?
Yes, absolutely. I want to be very clear that I could not do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to give the wrong impression here. But I have certainly spoken to many people, and I have been around many people who actually have lived in the jungle, and that is just part of their culture. They grow up knowing that the trees are, they're related to the trees, they're related to the jungle, they're related to the spirit of the forest, and they get everything from the forest. They get their food, they get their medicine, and the trees and the plants tell them. There is an energetic communication that these many people can have in their relationship with the trees and plants, and they tell them that, you can look, this is my look at the color of my leaves, look at the shape of my leaves, look at the color of my my sap, you know, and I think it conveys knowledge that this can be used for my sap is blood red, this
mm-hmm.
can be used as curative powers for blood,
right.
For your own blood, and Desta may be able to speak to that much better than I can. I have learned. She spoke of the redwood trees and certain things that you can do with the bark of the redwood trees and teas that you can make with the redwood trees. And she would be a good person to answer that question.
Well, I'm kind of curious, Linda, if you might have just another experience, a personal experience you could share with us about a communication that you might have had.
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is when I was a child. I was around 9 years old, and I lived in Texas, and there was a thicket of trees on my property, on our property, and I wanted to cut down a tree. It was probably about 6 inches in diameter. And I got permission, my mother said yes, and so I went with an axe and I made the first cut into this tree. I don't even remember what tree it was now. And I got this very strong reaction, this knowing, this as if I knew that I had just hurt somebody and as if I was doing damage and destroying something. And I didn't know where this was coming from. And it didn't really make sense to me, but I paused and tried to figure it out, and I couldn't really. So I made the second cut into the tree, and then telepathically, I heard the tree speaking to me. And it was, I remember the tone of the voice. This tree, it was a wise, compassionate grandfather type tone. And the tree was just basically asking me questions. Why did I want to take the life of this tree? Why did I want to hurt another being? It was questioning me, not in a judgmental way, but just in a way that would teach me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked by this and upset by this, and I went to tell my mother, and she said, "Oh no, the trees can't feel anything. Go ahead and cut it down." And I walked back, and I knew she was wrong, and I felt such remorse that for my ignorance that I did not know that I was hurting somebody, and I tried to patch up the wounds, the slices that I had made in the tree. And unfortunately, you know, as a 9-year-old, you grow and then you become a teenager, and that information, that understanding kind of closed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't come back to it until later in life.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I know you and I have done several nature things.
Mm-hmm.
When you felt that communication, did you feel it as like a gut-level response, or how did it affect your body? Where did it tap into?
Oh, yes. I felt it I felt it in my heart and in my stomach. It felt like an emotional body blow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had ignorantly and suddenly hurt somebody that I wasn't aware of even having feelings or being alive in the sense that a human being would think that something else was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of emotional communications, I think, from trees, and that's how I relate to trees.
Yeah, the reason I ask is I think there could be a fair amount of people listening that have had a sort of gut response where it touches you and maybe don't know that. So
I think so. And I think if people stop and remember, they can think of things possibly from their childhood or a memory that will then stimulate them to go on and to remember something more and maybe encourage them to form forming a relationship with trees.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and hear more about the relationship from Linda.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We offer immersion education, echo travel, and time-honored healing wisdom. Through travel opportunities and through documentaries, we present easy-to-understand methods of educating others. We seek to bring awareness to the many underutilized and untapped methods of global healing that are available today. Great significance is placed on preserving and protecting this body knowledge before it is lost. And we wish to provide a way to share it with others through our association with Voice America Global Healing. Ideally, these resources will become significant wells of knowledge both in our present time and for future generations. Visit concentricrings.org or healingseekers.com for more information. That's concentricrings.org or healingseekers.com. And let the healing begin.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get Power Healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how Power Healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shaw on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America Women's Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Global Healing on Voice America Health and Wellness. If you would like to join today's conversation, Bethany and Amy are waiting for your call. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again, 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to Global Healing.
Well, welcome back to Global Healing. I'm Bethany Staffieri, and we're here interviewing Linda Milks with her Nature Speaks project. We just concluded our last topic was about the response that we get when we're communicating with trees, how we feel that in our body. And Linda, do you have any more to add to that topic?
I think I would just say that I just so want to encourage people to just try it and to just sit with it and to go out and be quiet with a tree and just entertain the possibility that a relationship can be established with this being. I really look at trees as a nation of people with that just have a different culture than I do. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to know their language and their customs and their culture. And they do. They have communities. They have their own lives and they live their own lives. And I think that it is so enriching to establish a relationship with anybody, but especially with somebody like a tree.
Yeah,
because
nature.
It, because it can fulfill you in so many ways, and they are, I think, integrally connected with our spiritual evolution as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's beautifully said. And I know we've mentioned Desda several times during the show, so let's bring her on.
Yeah.
Desda Zuckerman is a natural intuitive who focuses her talents on healing. She's internationally recognized as a teacher of the healing modality she founded called Core Individuation. Desda presently owns and works at Spirit Way Healing Center in California. And we're delighted to have you, Desda. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me.
Hi, Desda.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank
Desda,
you very much. Yes.
Once I asked a healer in the rainforest what he believed happened when a person died, and specifically what happened to his or her spirit or that life force, and he explained to me that the spirit left the human body out of the top of the head, out of the crown or the crown chakra.
Uh-huh.
Well, then he told me that when a human is born, that the last thing that happens before a baby leaves its mother's body
is that its spirit or that life force enters its tiny body, and it enters at the same point at the crown of the head. So basically where that soft spot is on a newborn's head. So now I'm curious about tree spirits. Since all trees have spirits, do you know when and how these spirits may enter the trees? And do you know perhaps what happens to the spirits when the trees die?
Boy, that's a great question. Oh, that's wonderful.
You have a very fascinating science that you understand that I don't, so I'm really intrigued.
Well, the first of all, what the shaman says about human beings and the spirit entering and leaving through the crown of the head, through the fontanelle, the baby's soft spot, that's not completely my experience. My experience is that there's also a way people come in and go out through the heart.
Cool.
And through the gut. So I've been with people when they've died, and I've been with people when they've been born, and I've watched these things happen. So my experience is that there are these three doors in human bodies, and trees have the same kind of thing. But it's a little bit different, because the tree's essential nature is contained within the spark or the seed. And when a tree is going to incarnate or come to life, the wisdom of this tree's essential nature, spirit, is encapsulated in the seed and then comes into being through the growth of the roots and the bark and the larger tree. So it isn't kind of like infants who are in their mother's womb and develop and develop and develop and then a spirit enters. It's not like that. The tree begins at the very, very beginning with the spirit.
Mm. Wow, that's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
And you know, I was talking with a good friend of mine the other day, and just because I've been so intrigued with this show and trying to understand a lot of things that I've yet to understand, but a good friend of mine, Meredith Holliday, and we were talking, and she had mentioned the common root system, like with aspens and the sequoias. And is there one spirit for this whole system of trees, since they're physically joined, or are there different spirits for each one of those trees?
Well, you know, I think that's a very interesting question. My experience of being in the high mountains of Colorado is that there are many spirits in those aspen groves. Just like when you're experiencing fungi, you'll have a different energetic for each little mushroom, as opposed to one big energetic for the sort of the overlying fungus connection. So I think in nature, it's safe to say that as the sprout manifests, there's essentially an energetic or a spirit that comes with that. I think that the best that I can give you really is just my own experience, you know,
which is extensive.
yeah, it is at this point, you know, because I've spent a long time. I'm getting old.
And beautifully done, too, Jenny.
So anyway, when you're with a tree and you're experiencing this sort of overlighting energetic of the greater connection of, say, all the aspens together, it's kind of like a community. So there's a community vibration, or what some people would call, the people at Findhorn called it, the overlighting deva. Mm. But it actually is you know, easier to understand if you think in terms of a community or a tribe.
Nice.
I think.
Yeah.
I do too. I see it. I see them as nations of people, and we all have, with different communities and different families and that sort of thing. And I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, our brothers and sister trees,
mm-hmm.
are big brothers and sister trees in some way, because they have a kind of a wisdom that we haven't awakened to in a way in our development as people. And I think that these beautiful beings, these beautiful nature spirits, are really trying hard to connect with us right now as a species.
And Desda, I remember I read your interviews, which I found very fascinating. And at one point, I believe it was with a bay tree, that
mm-hmm.
the bay tree was had basically told you that we as human beings needed to realize that we're not separate from the earth and that we're very much a part of this earth and, you know, and that we need to acknowledge, I guess, the rest of the living creatures on earth. And can you elaborate a little bit on that about, and I think it just sort of typifies this disconnection that humans have with nature, but
mm-hmm.
what this tree was basically saying to you and what you gathered that we need to take from that?
Well, you know, this is a sentiment that's been echoed by many, many trees, you know, in my experience of living. So, I mean, it's easy to pull up a story of a time when I had that experience with a tree. But to give you sort of a general overview of the consistency I've seen throughout my life and my many conversations with different trees, the thing that they consistently say is that they want us to see them, to really be able to see them. This idea that they're trying to connect with us, that they're trying to understand what we're doing. we're very confusing to them, you know, because we go against our own best interests when we cut down, say, a grandfather bay tree who's anchoring the entire community of human beings who are living in an area, and then we cut it down. What we're doing is we're cutting down sort of the sentinel who's holding space or grounding or anchoring for the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the thing you're referring to in that particular interview is a connection that I made with a local bay tree here in Novato, where I live in Marin County in Northern California, that was probably 100 feet tall and about 20 feet around. It was huge. And it was slated to be killed, and I didn't know that when I met the tree. I spent a lot of time going to visit it because it was such an amazing creature. And one of the things that it said to me was that we've got to wake up. It kept saying that over and over again. You've got to wake up, you know, meaning the species, the people in the area. You've got to wake up. The air is too dirty. The land is too dirty. People are not paying attention to what they're doing to the planet. So these trees were, this tree, this big, big, big tree, ancient tree, it was probably a couple hundred years old at least, and it was really trying to, you know, kind of plead for the case of us waking up.
Mm-hmm. Desa, I have a question kind of off of that. I noticed that you have some healing modalities that you have developed, and I wonder if you could speak about those. Maybe that would help our listeners to understand how they can better interact with trees. I know we hear a lot of global healing issues right now,
mm-hmm.
Global warming. We need to lessen our impact on the environment, ways that we can heal ourselves and heal the planet. So maybe when we come back from our commercial break, you could speak about that to us.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, great.
And you are listening to Global Healing with our guests Linda Milks at www.naturespeaks.org and Desda Zuckerman at www.desda.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We offer immersion education, echo travel, and time-honored healing wisdom. Through travel opportunities and through documentaries, we present easy-to-understand methods of educating others. We seek to bring awareness to the many underutilized and untapped methods of global healing that are available today. Great significance is placed on preserving and protecting this body knowledge before it is lost. And we wish to provide a way to share it with others through our association with Voice America Global Healing. Ideally, these resources will become significant wells of knowledge both in our present time and for future generations. Visit concentricrings.org or healingseekers.com for more information. That's concentricrings.org or healingseekers.com. And let the healing begin.
The true meaning of your dreams doesn't have to be a mystery. Join host Bob Haas, author and pioneer in dream science, to understand what your dreams mean and how they impact your daily life. Bob and his panel of experts from the International Association for the Study of Dreams will provide facts about dreams and discuss techniques of translating your own dreams and how you can use them for your mental and physical well-being. Dreamtime will further explore the research and science of dreaming and deliver a powerful comprehension of the function of dreaming. Listen live to Dreamtime with Bob Haas every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network and discover the science behind your dreams. Again, that's every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Achieve exceptional levels of health and fitness through integrating the very best in fitness, nutrition, and healing. Tune into Total Fitness with fitness, nutrition, and healing coaches Catherine Kerrigan and James Williams. Each week, get inspired to exercise, eat and rest in harmony with your body's needs, and take advantage of effective natural healing methods with in-depth cutting-edge information and advice. Get fit, get healthy, get motivated, and get real with Total Fitness, broadcasting every Friday at 7 a.m. on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Global Healing on Voice America Health and Wellness. If you would like to join today's conversation, Bethany and Amy are waiting for your call. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. That number again, 1-866-472-5792. Now, back to Global Healing.
Welcome back to Global Healing. We're here with Linda Milks and Desda Zuckerman. Desda, are you back on the line with us?
I sure am.
Okay, well, we were just speaking about the healing modalities that you had developed, and I thought if you could sort of sum that up for our listeners as to how they could possibly be more involved with their interactions with trees, that might help them to understand better how to be responsible when they're living their lives.
Right. Core individuation, which is the work that I've created, well, that's been created with me, let's put it that way. So what it's based in is the energetic around human beings, the, if you will, the energy structure around the human physical body anatomy. And I have developed ways to clear or clean the structure. I've developed procedures to do with the structure, and I've also developed ways to adjust the anatomy of the structure. But before I began to really map this energy structure that I see around people, I was very aware that everything in life had this incredible, powerful, divine light that moved through it. Mm-hmm. That everything, including trees, have what I call a core. And this core is a incredibly powerful stream of light. Now, each one of us have a core within us. And, you know, we know this in our physical bodies. That's the spine, or even more accurately, the golden liquid light of the spinal fluid. And so trees have this in them, too, not just the sap or the center of the tree, but literally this light moving through them. So I would see this energy. And when I was a little girl, I spent a lot of time putting my head against trees, where I would literally lay down on the earth and put my head right up against the trees. Mm-hmm. And this is a way that you can gain tremendous strength and stamina from the trees, because your core is touching the core of the tree. You're intersecting with the powerful energy that travels through this living being. So, you know, this was a way that I learned, you know. I learned about being with other beings because I realized that there must be a way we could touch each other in, mm-hmm. In this profoundly anatomical sense. There's also a really wonderful thing that American Indians used to do, and I know this because I was taught this by my grandmother, who my family is part American Indian, and this has been passed down through the generations, and we just stand against the tree, just with our backs to the tree, mm-hmm. as straight as you can make your spine, and allow yourself to just merge back into the center of the tree. Mm. You can feel yourself moving back, and literally your core and the core of the tree having a kind of a communion, if you will. So these are two different ways that your listeners can actually themselves have an amazing connection with the trees just by physically doing these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Wow, that is really good information. Now, I know that we discussed earlier about an interview with a tree, and I wonder if we can take a few minutes to do that.
So I have in my front yard here in my beautiful garden space that I live in, I have these two really big trees. They're Deodara cedars, which originally come from the Himalayan mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But they grow really well in Northern California. And it's not quite cold enough for them, but they like it here.
Mm-hmm.
And these trees are, one tree is about 95, almost 100 feet tall, and the other tree is about 80 feet tall. And they're a masculine and a feminine energetic. And they are guardians of this little area. They're very much about anchoring the area, guarding the area, overseeing the area. But cedars have a specialization, and their specialization is communicating with nature spirits.
Mm.
So in my yard, there are lots and lots and lots of nature spirits that live here. And there is one nature spirit in particular that the trees guard and watch, who is what we could call the overlighting deva for this valley. There's a little valley here. And this energetic, this nature spirit sort of moves around in this general vicinity right around these trees. Now, cedars, these deodoras specifically, have a kind of an ability to connect with all the little beings that live around us, and there's lots and lots and lots and lots of them, and they hold them in their branches and stuff. And one of the things, when I was out this morning talking to my tree, I went out this morning to talk to the nail tree because I wanted to ask and if it would be all right if we talked on the radio. Now I'm going to just walk outside. Mm-hmm. I hope it won't be too noisy.
Okay.
You'll have to tell me if it's getting noisy out here. So I'm walking out into my yard, and I'm walking right up to this big male tree, and he's got these incredible branches that are like arms that stretch out, and it's incredible. Okay, so now I'm just putting my hand right on this great big tree. I'm looking up into the branches, and I'm just going to ask him, you know, have you got something specific that you want to tell these guys? And one of the things I should say about this tree is that he holds balls of light in his arms, kind of mm-hmm. up in the way up. You'll see these balls of light that sit in him. So he's always got visitors here. So I have to make sure that I'm actually talking to him and not his company.
Okay.
Yeah, so he says, so what I'm doing is I'm literally just tuning in. I'm extending my energetic through my hand right into the center of the tree, and the first thing I experience is my whole body feels heavier, and I just start to feel myself sort of sinking into the earth. My feet feel like they're going down into the earth, and I can feel the roots deep, deep in the earth, because these guys throw roots way down into the aquifer. So I go way down, and the first thing I'm getting from this tree is that the aquifer is lower than he likes. Mm. So there's not enough, I'm sort of getting, the water is, I'm worried about the water. Not worried as much as I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the water table. So that's one thing. They immediately will give you any kind of sort of natural information about the area that you're in. They'll tell you about the health of the soil. They'll tell you if something needs pruning or if something needs care. And so I'm being told that another tree here, I'm getting information about another tree in my garden who's had a little bit of trouble. It's a strawberry tree. And I'm hearing that we should be feeding him better. He's hungry. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm getting that kind of natural information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Desda, we're going to kind of wrap that part up. We need to just remind people to visit your website at www.desda.com and the Nature Speaks Project for Linda Milks at www.naturespeaks.org, as well as I want to remind people about our next week's guest with Rebecca Hamm. She's a spiritual intuitive. We will be interviewing her. And Amy, we have our websites at HealingSeekers.com and ConcentricRings.org. Amy, you want to throw in anything there at the end?
No, just encourage everybody to listen. Rebecca is a wonderful lady, Rebecca Hamm. And so for my co-host, Bethany Steffieri, and myself, Amy Greeson, join us again next week.
Thank you for joining our broadcast today. If you would like more information on Bethany and Amy's vision for global healing, visit HealingSeekers.com and ConcentricRings.org. And be sure to make it back here next week for another episode of Global Healing. The incidence of autism has